This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Continuing our theme in looking at Al-Insan, the human being, the previous few surahs speak about the human being, the creation of the human being, the role and the task of the human being. And this theme, it continues in today's surah of, entitled Surah Al-Insan. And why should the Quran not speak about the human being when from the beginning to the end, the main theme, the main purpose of the Quran, after speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to speak about that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. أَحْسَنُ الْخَلْقُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَأَحْسَنُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ. The best creation of أَفْضُلُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ, the most virtuous and the most blessing, or the most chosen or selected creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Al-Insan, the human being. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. Allah mentions Surah Al-Isra, Surah Bani Israel, whereby various commandments are given about towards the human being. That Allah then mentions this virtue, this blessing which is given to Bani Adam. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي Adam. We've selected and given nobility and rank and prestige and honor and dignity to Bani Adam, the children of Adam, the genealogy, سائر البشر, human beings. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. The virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, the Prophet ﷺ, is عَظِيمًا, is great, is immense. But such commandments inside the Qur'an, وَإِنْ كَانَ خِطَاب لِلنَّبِي عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامِ فَمَفْهُومُ عَامٌ. Even though speeches to the Prophet ﷺ, these are such ayat, ulama of ulum al-Qur'an have mentioned, that their meaning is general for everyone. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا لِأَيِّ بَشَر لِأَيِّ إِنسَان. For any human being, the virtue and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is immense. That we complain about that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given a due right to us. And the Quran from the beginning to the end is speaking about this human being, to remind this human being that his blessings upon you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِأَنَّ الْإِشَارَ لِلْإِنسَانِ أَنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْإِنسَانِ. هذا هو السر. The hidden element about these ayat speaking about the human beings, that Allah loves the human being. That's why you find that certain ahadith, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُنَادِي إِلَى الْمَلَائِكَ وَإِلَى جِبْرَيْلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, calls out to the angels, certain different narrations, whether we're performing hajj, says, look at these servants of mine. What drags them here? Destitute, downtrodden, disheveled state. Why are they here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, but Allah wants to boast and show that this is the reason why. This is why the angels cannot supersede the human being. وَخُلِقَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ نُورٍ. In a hadith in Sahih Muslim, angels were created from light. وَخُلِقَ آدَمٍ مِمَّا وُصِفَ لَكُمْ. Adam is created from that which has been described for him from the Torah, from the earth. But yet you find that human being excels the malaika. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. Angels never ever disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They always obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But why? Why does a human being go beyond the rank of the angels, become angelic in this dunya? لِأَنَّ أَنْ إِنْدَوْ إِخْتِيَارِ. Because a human being has the choice, al-lub wal-aql, the rationale, the intellect to submit to Allah. And malaika, angels have no choice. They have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the Quran by speaking about Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of the worlds. Al-ishara that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa Rabb. Awwalan Rabbul Insan. The master, the Lord, the creator, the nourisher, the provider, the cherisher, awwalan lil insan. Because we mentioned the best thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created is not the heavens and the earth and the sun and the moon. La khalqu as-samawati wal-ardi akbar min khalqi an-nas. Allah mentioned in the Quran that the creation of heaven and earth is far greater than the human being. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives prestige to the human being. Allah said inside the Quran that we gave the trust of the heavens and the earth. We offered it to the heavens and the earth. فَأَبَيْنَا أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا. They refused to take this trust. But who took this trust? وَهَمَلْهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّوْ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. He's oppressive in nature, the human being. This is the beginning of the human being. That when a human being begins to forget about their essence and their purpose and their intent, yamshi ila dhulm, goes towards oppression, oppressing their own self, oppressing other people. So Allah begins the Quran by reminding us He is the creator of everything. وَحَتَّى نِهَايَةُ الْقُرْآنِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Look at the end of the Quran, Surah An-Nas. Allah is now once again warning, telling us, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, seek refuge and aid and assistance and protection, بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, from the Lord of mankind. And in between the Quran, what do you find? أول أمر في القرآن. Inside Surah Al-Baqarah, first commandment inside the Quran, يَا أَيُّ النَّاسُ عُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah doesn't say, oh believers, oh Muslims, oh Arabs, oh Ahlul Kitab, oh Ya Ayyul Nasara, oh Ya Ayyul Yahud. Rakkizu al Quran. Look at the language of the Quran, it's deep. The use of words inside the Quran is very deep understanding. It is. Why does Allah use certain kalimat, certain words? Hatta ba'd al ulama naqashu. Why did Allah use certain, even al harf, a waw rather than a fa, or ba, or thumma, or inna? Why does Allah use certain ta'kidat inside the Quran? All this highlights certain, some emphasis. وَنَحْنُ بَعِيدِينَ, we're far away from this to understand this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I only created the human being and the jinn for the purpose to worship me, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, oh mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those who came before you, that you may attain لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And in between that you find so many different ayat. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. Again, khitab lil-insan. You're in kadh, in turmoil, in toil, in struggle. Continues for your life. It is struggle until you meet مُلَاقِيهِ, until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ, what has deceived you? What has trapped you? What has derailed you from your Lord who is Al-Kareem, the most noble, the most generous, the most kind? What has taken you away from Allah? وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Man has been created in a state of weakness. And this is the general meaning of this verse or this word, but there's a deeper inner meaning that some of the ulama tafsir mentioned inside Surah An-Nisa here. Because the context, the siyaq, is An-Nisa. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا أَنَّهُ يَمِيلُ إِلَى الشَّهْوَةِ. Man has been created in a state of weakness that he will go towards desires. Man is full of temptous desires. They just need to be ignited. Any individual placed inside the right format, the right environment, or in the wrong environment, then their desires will be ignited. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the human being that is full of desires. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The beginning of Surah Al-Imran, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. What is man love? The covetous greed. What's the desire within the human being? Look how Allah begins. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. Women. That's the essence of the... Look at Adam alayhi salam. Kana fil Jannah, was in paradise. He felt lonely. He had everything in Jannah. He had everything in Jannah, but he was lonely. He was empty. So Allah created from his bent rib, created Hawa alayhi salam, that he could live, taskun fil Jannah, reside inside paradise. This is the fitrah of the human being. The natural essence of the human being, whether it be in paradise, whether it be on this dunya, is to live in a normal format. And it's warning inside the Quran to stay away from these temptations that will destroy the human being, which Allah warns us about. But once again, the human being, as Allah described, if I'm not mistaken, inside Surah Al-Anbiya, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. The human being is hasty. مَا يَصْبِرْ, isn't patient. Hasty, always wants hasty results. Instant results, instant fix. Everything needs to be fixed immediately inside their life. It's the world around us. The digital world around us. Everything has to be a click of a button. If it goes beyond two or three clicks, this is something hard. But this is what you call dumbing down our society. That we've been dumbed down, that everything has to be dumbed down. The excuse, the expression that even Jannah is dumbed down. That it just has to be a few things that gets to you to Jannah. But that's not the path to Jannah. Jannah has been said, حُفَّتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. The fire has been surrounded by shahawat, with desires. And you find that paradise has been surrounded by obstacles, بِالْمَكَارِحِ. Obstacles, that Imam Nawawi inside his hadith, Sahih Muslim, gives explanation. What are these obstacles you need to overcome to get to paradise? So this is the beginning of the human being. The nature of the human being that we find, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the human being. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. Then to top it all up, look how Allah describes the human being. He's always argumentative. Ignore what is between one another. He's even trying to justify himself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a greater problem. Then we try to justify ourselves in front of Allah. Maybe you can justify yourself in front of another person. But you're trying to justify yourself in front of Allah. That maybe this doesn't mean this inside the Quran. Maybe living in a modern world that we live in, this Quran is a medieval book, sixth century book that we find, an Arab book that we find. May Allah forgive me for using such terminology about the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but just to help us understand the context of the words that float around in our community. That is it really relevant now? Is it really relevant in the 21st century, in the modern world that we live in? That these relics, these antiques, these ancient words, do they have a relevance to us inside our life at the moment? And no, these are words of Muslims. We don't speak about non-Muslims here. About Muslims who feel it's about the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can see Kitab Allah wara al-dhuhurim ka'annahum la ya'lamun. Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind their backs as if they don't know. Ramadan just finished. Look at the masjid. From Salatul Fajr being a full masjid, two rows. Where are the Muslims now? Because we think we're super smart. We think we're super intelligent. We think we've done some great service to Allah. We think that we are helping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've done a great favor. We came for Ramadan. We fasted. We prayed. We've done this. يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا. They think they've done a favor that they submitted. بَلِلَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. The favor is from Allah, that He guided you towards to being good individuals. And as we began with, Allah wants khair, wants goodness for the human being. But we, by our own choice, begin to sway away. So that's inside this surah Al-Insan, the 67th surah of the Quran. Sorry, 76th surah of the Quran. This Meccan surah, Allah then makes a whole surah speak about the human being. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. هَلْ بِمَعْنَى قَدْ حَقًّا. Is it not a fact that the human being was nothing? Nothing in existence. Is it even worth mentioning? That's what a human being is. That's if you study the Quran in great detail, look how Allah always speaks about the beginning of the human being. Surah Al-Mu'minun, the 22nd chapter of the Quran. Surah Al-Hajj, the 23rd chapter of the Quran. Read how Allah describes a human being. Created from what? Water. وَبَعْدُ الْكَلِمَاتِ despicable water. Why does Allah highlight this, the beginning of the human being, and then begins to speak about وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا, the stages of the human being? Because first, to set the record straight, that before you begin to boast and brag about who you are and what you've done and what you achieved and what you deserve and what you desire, let us take you back to the beginning. That you was nothing, you was forgotten, you was unknown. حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج. They were created, the human being, from اختلاط الماء, ماء المرأة وماء الرجل. We created you from the water of the man and the woman, brought you together, and you became the human being. For what purpose? نبتليه. Why did Allah create the human being? of all the rest of the creation. As Ibn Kathir mentions inside his tafsir, that his verse means, لِلَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ وَعَمَلًا. That Allah created the human being to see who of you is going to be best in actions. Good in actions, right conduct, right actions. فَجَعَلْنَوْ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Then we gave the human being the ability to hear and to see. Al-Hawas. We gave him the faculties. We've given it to the human being. Just like the previous surah speaks about the faculties of the human being that we discussed. And likewise this surah, the Prophet ﷺ would read it. Read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. And read Surah Ad-Dahr Al-Insan, would read it in Fajr prayer. Read these two surahs. For what purpose? Ibn Taymiyyah begins a discussion about why did the Prophet ﷺ select these two surahs to read inside the prayer of Fajr on every Friday? Because you focus in two surahs, once again, it speaks about the human being. Speaks about Adam. Speaks about Jannah. Wannar. Al-Akhirah. Reward. Punishment. And as we know that we find that the human being was created on Yawm al-Jum'ah. That you find the best day, the most virtuous day for the Muslim, is Yawm al-Jum'ah, is the day of Yawm al-Jum'ah. That's the day that Adam alayhi salam was created, Jannah was created. Adam was created. He was entered into paradise on Yawm al-Jum'ah. Wa ukhrija min al-Jannah Yawm al-Jum'ah. Was expelled from paradise on Yawm al-Jum'ah. And the day of judgment will begin on Yawm al-Jum'ah. So all of these fada'il, all these virtues, that if a person reads these two surahs and follows the imams of these two surahs, will see why the Prophet ﷺ selected certain surahs and he read them. And he repeated them time and time again to awaken us. The fada'il, the virtue of this surah, to recite it. Ya ayyuhal insan, the human being, hal ata ala al-insani, not just Adam, all human beings who've been forgotten. And he gave us the faculties of hearing and seeing. فَجَعَلْنَوْ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا إِنَّا هَدَيْنَوْ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Now comes the answer. That we gave you this test, we gave you life on this dunya. We gave you Ad-Dahr. That's the name, one of the other names of this surah is Ad-Dahr, Surah to Dahr, time. Allah's given us time on this dunya, ample time on this dunya to use that time. You know, people just surfing through, flicking through. Hours can go by. Hours go by of sifting through. That's why you find now that they before used to be parameters that when you used to slide down, it used to stop at a page. Now you just carry on going and carry on going. Junk. Swiping through junk. Junk television. Junk programs. Binge television, they call it. That you sit there hours on end, watching hours on end, hours of end. And you know what the sad thing is? The soul is not quenched. The soul doesn't find any peace, any tranquility. It finds no rest. There may be some beneficial elements out there. We're trying to highlight the general perspective of a human being. There will be no rest. Because the human being is not following the methodology that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid out for that program, that book, the guide. That Allah has laid out, follow this guide inside your life. So then Allah then warns that we've prepared for those disbelieving individuals who don't become grateful individuals. That's what all Islam is gratitude, is patience and shukr, sabr wa shukr. That's what Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah wrote al risala. Al-Iman bayna sabri wa shukr. Iman is between patience and gratitude. That's what Islam is. That's why even the ulama said that the word Alhamdulillah, even the word Alhamd, Allah doesn't say Ashukr lillah. Alhamd is far more deeper in meaning and perspective when a person says Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, in all stations, all place, all time. He's always thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala inna rabbaka yuhibbul hamd. Indeed, your Lord loves praise. Loves praise. So the person should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be frequent. Don't remember people. This is another sickness inside our society that we overpraise people. Nahnu bashar. Human beings, they come and they go. They come and they go. Maybe you may seek some inspiration from them, but a deeper inspiration. There's only one human being who mentioned time and time again is the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. That's not gone from us. Because he lived the Quran. He lived the Quran. That's where we find, that's what we read about Sirah, to see the deliverance of the Quran, to see that role model of how he was inside his life, and how he warned us that if you don't become grateful individuals, what's going to happen to you? Inna atadna al-kafirina. What have we prepared for disbelieving individuals? Aglalan wa sa'ira. Salasila wa aglalan wa sa'ira. Chains to go around their wrists. Yokes to go around their necks and their bodies. To be dragged into Jahannam. Other places like Surah Ghafir, Allah mentioned, to be dragged inside Jahannam. You know, the Quran, it depicts the end result. You know, these people, they just depict the end result inside their chapels. Go and visit the Sistine Chapel inside in the Vatican. That's all they depict. Heaven, hell. May Allah forbid, they depict God, angels. That's all it's just art. It's nudity all around the Vatican. That's what it is. It's no belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what we're becoming, unfortunately. It's just become, Islam is an art. It's a display of love. That's one minor element of Islam. Al-hub lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love leads you to obedience. لو كان حبك صادقا لأطعته. ولقد صدق الشاعر. How truthfully was inside his speech, the Arab poet who wrote, if your love was true, if your love was true, whoever you love, you obey them. You obey someone, you obey, you love your wife, you obey them, you listen, you love your children, you obey, you listen to them, you love your friend, you listen to them. You love Allah. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله. Quran says, Ayatul Ikhtibar, Ayatul Imtihan, Surah Al Imran, verse number 31. Say, you claim to love Allah. That's what, don't we all Muslims say that? Wherever you go, Muslims say, look, I love Allah. Allah knows I love Him. We're not doubting that. Allah then says, قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني. Follow me. Follow whom? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Raddul fi'l, what will happen in return? Allah will love you, forgive you your sins, and pardon you. This is the methodology. Don't follow the methodology around the world. Around, that's what religion has become now. Love is a personal relationship. It's personal inside one's heart. It's a personal endeavor between you and the Creator. That's not what Islam is. The love that a person has inside their heart, it penetrates their heart to such a degree. It flows out of their heart. It overcomes them. It leads them to servitude. Ubudiyya lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a good thing that Allah... Maybe some of us, we have this habit of just scaring people. But this is the only surah you find a whole cluster of ayat speaking about paradise. Read Surah Ar-Rahman, the 55th chapter. Al-Waqi'ah, the 56th chapter. Numerous ayat speaking about paradise. And in Surah Al-Insan, how numerous ayat Allah speaks about paradise. Inna al-abrara yashrabuna min ka'sin kana mizajuha kafura. In al-abrar, the pious individuals will be drinking from ka's. Al-ka's, ka'sul khamar. Whenever the Quran uses the word ka's, the cup, the goblet, it's a goblet of wine. But it's a wine of sharaban tahura, a pure wine that doesn't intoxicate the mind. The Quran, it describes words that we live with. Quran isn't far away. Quran uses language, rhetoric that we live in, we face inside our life, to do what? To inspire us. To inspire us that, look, I see these things in the dunya. Am I possibly missing out? You know, as a side point, you know, many of the disbelieving individuals, don't think all of them are upset about what they do inside their lives. Many of them enjoy themselves. They find happiness in the taking of drugs, or drinking alcohol, fornicating, adultery, music, whatever it may be. They find it is a good life. There may be some of them that is repercussions that will eventually befall them. But they feel it's a comfortable life, it's a good life. You're missing out on something. So whenever you as a human being feel like I'm missing out on something, then read the Quran. That if you take these things in the dunya, inside the hadith, you won't have them inside al-akhirah. You enjoy them now in this world, you won't have them inside al-akhirah. You have to restrain yourself to gain that reward inside al-akhirah. They're going to be cups of wine, kafura. Ma, water which is cold, barid. Kafur is a form of a river, a stream inside paradise. that Allah is going to give from that river that you find? Yufajjiru tafjira. That from that river you find, it explodes. It continuously, it carries on running. That's Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah inside his works of Qasida to Nuniya, 1,000 lines of poetry. He describes the rivers of paradise. The rivers of paradise. They have no barriers. When you have rivers inside this dunya, you need a barrier, you need a canal for the river to flow. Inside paradise, it's free flowing. It just flows. There's nothing, there's no gravity to hold it up. And a person takes their cats and they pour their cup, whether it be a river of wine, milk, honey, water, drink from it. يُقَدِّرُونَ تَقْدِيرًا. They just drink whatever they want. Some ulama tafsir said they drink as much as they want, pour as much as they want. Or Allah fills it to the brim for them, gives it to them. This is for the believing individuals. That the wine, the drink that will be given to them inside Al-Akhirah. وَيُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ or وَيُطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ. You find that they will be brought to them. Food and drink will be given to them. Reclining in couches, silk garments, resting there. You find that fruits that will be close by. That the fruits that were, they will drop down, the branches will lower. Matashtihil al-anfus, whatever the soul desires, you just contemplate it inside your mind, and that tree next to you will just come down and you pluck from the fruits and the branch will return back to its place. That's how paradise is. A'adadtu libadi salihin ma la aynun ra'at wa la udhunun sami'at wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar. In the hadith Qudsi, I find Allah has prepared for his servants what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard. And the real perception of thought cannot be understood by any individual. This blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down upon the human being. And then the sifat of these believing individuals. Why have they been given this? Paradise has been given to them. إِنَّ نَخَافُ مِن رَبِّنَا يَوْمٌ عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا. We fear that day whereby people will be upset, be in a difficult condition. Yeah, that's what يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ is going to be. A very hard state on that day. Because why? Why are these people being saved? فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. Allah saved them from the evil of that day. Because what did they used to do? إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. They used to feed the poor people. Once again, look what iman is. We've condensed iman. It's just as-salah. It's just fasting. It's a far greater spectrum of charitable action, of good actions, niceties, kindness, goodness, humanitarian work, charitable work, kindness to people around you. That's why you find in some religion a person could be standing all night in prayer. It's nothing. An equivalent to a person who goes and aids and helps another individual during the daytime. This social work, many of us have forgotten this, the social work of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. How he used to walk about on the streets, engage with people, speak to people, show love, affection, kindness. Islam isn't this, just wear this garb and walk around being a miserable, wretched individual and condemning everybody that you meet around you because he doesn't pray like this. Maybe he doesn't place his hands like this. Maybe he doesn't move his finger like this. Maybe his beard isn't like this. Maybe a hijab isn't like this. Maybe a niqab isn't like this. And it sounds harsh, but this is the reality of our community. That's all that we do. Whatever we learn about Islam, we become this physical presence of an Islamic police state walking around people. That's all that we're worried about. That as if God has given you the right to make this tick sheet about people. And to authorize people who goes to paradise, who doesn't go to paradise. But it's a sickness that needs to be addressed because it's spreading fast, rampantly inside our society. Because every other person you meet who's practicing the deen, that's all they're worried about. That's all they're worried about. Every other day, the question is, so-and-so individual, this individual does this. He went to this masjid. He sat with this person. He looked at this person. He went to this masjid. He prayed like this. He dresses like this. This is a sickness. A contamination within our own selves. That we're losing focus about paradise. That's why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about paradise, He doesn't quantify it the way that we try to quantify it. Leaves generic actions, generic perception. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selects. Because Allah knows the states of the hearts of people. He knows the states of the hearts of people. So He selects people. He knows who to select, who's deserving of paradise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides these individuals, وَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ وَلَقَّاهُمْ نَدْرَةً وَسُرُورًا and meets them with grace and majesty and bliss is given to these individuals. وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا and their reward is what? Paradise. صَبَرُوا the ulama tafsir mentioned صَبَرُوا عَلَى الشَّهَوَاتِ they control themselves from temptations on this world. So whenever the person controls, that's why min ma'ani is sabr. Even sabr, it carries the meaning of habs, prison. That's what carries the meaning. That's what you find. You're a human being, not by the strength of your muscles. You're a human being by your soul. You're a human by your soul. Conquer your soul, you conquer the world. Conquer the nafs. That's what you find. The Prophet would pray that to give me a good soul. Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha wa zakkiha wa anta khayru man zakkaha. Allah, cleanse my soul. And you're the best one to cleanse the soul. Qad aflaha man zakkaha wa qad khaba man dassaha. Surah Al-Shams 11, 12, qasam inside the Quran. Wa shamsi wa duha wa duhaha. All the way to the end that Allah then mentions. Successful is 11 oaths, longest oaths in the Quran. The only successful individual on the face of this earth is going to be one who cleanses their soul. Cleanses their heart. That you find that in paradise, Allah removes ghil, rancor, ill feeling, bad feelings, jealousy, hatred. Just before going into paradise, Allah just extracts that out. Takes it out because that is the final element of the human being. That final element of the human being is what traverses this dunya. Because the dangers of the heart, amradul qulub, dangers of the heart are far more severe than the shahwat of the world around us at times, ulama mentioned. Diseases inside your heart are far more severe than temptations that you meet inside your world. Because the corruption of the heart leads to other sins that a person cannot even imagine that boil inside the heart and destroy the human being. So Allah gives them this reward, is given to these individuals. Muttaki'ina fiha ala al-ara'ik. Reclining on couches, individuals they will be. They will be in the shade, or they'll be inside the gathering of paradise. There's no heat and there's no cold. It's an average temperature inside paradise. Right? Everybody's at the same age. Taqriban 33 years of age, people will be inside paradise, residing inside paradise. As you mentioned, the fruits of paradise will be given to them. Then Allah then again mentions, يُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِآنِيَةٍ مِنْ فِدَّةٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ كَانَتْ قَوَارِيرًا. Then you find that there'll be goblets, crystal goblets will be brought to them of drink. But this time, zanjabil, of ginger. So ulama said the first kafur was a cold drink. And now comes a nice warm drink inside paradise given to these believing individuals. And some of the ulama tafsirs, they said that everything that's mentioned inside the Quran, there's a replica of it inside this world. Except for قَوَارِيرَ مِنْ فِدَّةٍ that these crystal glasses which are made of steel, because steel can't be see through. They'd be so pure and pristine that you can see through these glasses. That's unimaginable inside this dunya. Nothing of that exists inside this world that Allah will give to the believers inside al-akhirah. وَيَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ young maids, young boys will come to them, come around them. Giving them their food and a drink will be giving to these individuals. And requiring, as we mentioned, wearing silk garments, green garments, and pure silk. Then Allah mentions, وَسَقَوْمْ رَبُّمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. Then some ulama tafsir mentioned, then Allah gives them this drink. Allah grants this drink to them. So the first drink that we mentioned, kafura, then zanjabila, and now that Allah gives them the drink. Imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering the drink to the believing individuals. And other ulama say that this drink is not actually a drink, as we've touched upon, it's the cleansing of the heart. That now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanses their heart for them in their total gathering inside paradise. إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ جَزَاءُكُمْ This is what your reward is. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا وَسَعْيُكُمْ This struggle in the world, this is the end result of your struggle inside this dunya. عَمَلُ الْقَلِيلِ وَجَزَاءُ الْكَثِيرِ If you look at it carefully, small amounts of action, an immense reward. Remember as we began with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the human being. Small actions, great reward is given. This month of Ramadan proceeds. Look at, study the reward that's given to believers, what Allah gives. As we mentioned, wa futihat, that the doors of paradise were swung open for us to enter. And now what's happened? The doors have closed back. And now it's going to be hard work. It's going to be hard work to keep on knocking on the doors until next Ramadan the doors will open again and Allah will make it easy for people who pass away to enter into paradise. So we mentioned that this reward for striving is the methodology of the Quran. وَتِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةُ أُورِثْتُمُوهَا. This is a jannah that you've inherited because of what you used to do. And that's a key element we need to understand about the methodology of the Quran. Is about belief and action. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who believe and carry out actions. So belief can only be a short span of time that a person is developing their belief, is building their belief for a short span of time. But eventually it leads towards actions. And as we mentioned, the righteous actions, the good actions, the pure actions, the sincere actions. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see from us. That we make that struggle inside our lives. In the hardship that we face more and more in this modern world of technology, of temptations, of obstacles, of disturbances, that we have to overcome them to gain that greater reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't leave us in the darkness. That's it. Go and strive for paradise. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-Qur'ana tanzeela. And if we sent you, inna nazzalna alayka al-Qur'ana tanzeela. We sent down this Qur'an in stages upon you. Imam Sa'di inside his tafsir, he mentions, ka'anna hadhi al-ishara, that use the Qur'an to get to paradise. Follow the Qur'an to get to paradise. Because then the following ayat, it mentions that a person should do what? Fasbir li hukmi rabbika. وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمْ آثِمًا أَوْ كَفُورًا. Then patience. So when you begin to follow the commandments, you need to be patient about those commandments. It's not one day, one month, just يوم الجمعة, just one day, one Ramadan. فَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ. Be patient regarding the commandment of your Lord. And don't obey, don't get derailed by the people who are calling you towards disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remain persevere. وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Remember your Lord in the morning and the evening. The five daily prayers. Praise and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا. And in the night, ulama said this refers to Maghrib and Isha or Tahajjud, the night prayer. The Ramadan prayer, that was Tahajjud, that was the night prayer. Look at the strength it gives to the individual. Look at the spirituality it gives to the individual. It strengthens them. We should take some portions of that inside our life. Maybe two raka'at, two short raka'at before going to sleep. That's you find that the ulama said that the cure of riyah, what is the cure of showing off? Is ibadah as-sirriyah. Is worship in sincerity when no one is there. Have moments inside your life at the end of the day. Ilm al-muhasabah. Sit there. Analyze yourself. What did I do inside my life? In my day? Just sit there. Make tawbah. Al-istighfar. Ba'd al-fajr. Ba'd al-isha. On your own. Read some Quran. Ponder. Reflect. Think. That will awaken the individual. That will awaken the soul. Because we said that this world all around us, that it's just imagery world that we find around us. That everyone is plastering what they're doing or they claim that they're doing. Sometimes there's encouragement inside it, no doubt. But it's just become people just are living for that. That's why some of these people, if you follow their lives, you know, some of these famous bloggers that we find, they've been in such a state of depression that some of them have even said, I wanted to take my life. And here you're thinking that this person's got millions of followers, millions of views. But yet they're disclosing that there's an empty cavity. I'm not happy inside my life because it's doing it. Some of them, they even say that we get up in the morning and we plaster ourselves, we prepare ourselves to look nice just for the world, the Instagram, the TikTok, the world all around us, the Snapchat, whatever it may be. And then when we close the phone, just jump straight back into bed. Just to show the people. Why don't we live a life to show Allah? Because Allah knows. When Allah sees that inside the individual, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides the individual towards the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna hadhi tadhkira. That this is a reminder. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. This reminder, this Quran is, whoever wants to take the path to Allah, it's open, it's clear. You know, the Quran is crystal clear. Its 6,300 odd verses are crystal clear. A few hundred ayat, there may be speak about ahkam, rules and regulations, some 600 or so ayat that we find. Apart from the rest of the Quran is crystal clear. You know, the strange thing is that I've met people who don't understand a word of the Arabic language. Just read the Quran and it's led them to tears. It's led them to tears. It's led them to drive them to come closer to Islam or enter into Islam just by reading a rendition, a translation of the Quran, a rough wording of the Quran. Imagine how powerful that is. Imagine if a person understood the language of Allah, understood the Quran, understood the Quran, understand the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what impact have inside their life. So that's Allah rightfully mentions, يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ. Allah rightfully enters whomever He wants into His mercy. وَالظَّالِمِينَ عَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Rightfully, those who are the oppressive individuals, Allah enters them into His punishment, chastisement. Rightfully, Allah does it. So just as we began with إِمَّا شَاكِرُ وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا, whoever is grateful, Allah leads them towards the mercy of Allah. Whoever is ungrateful, Allah leads them towards the fire. Heads them inside that direction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and ability to be that al-insan, to be that insan, that human being that Allah described inside the Quran. To find that path of gratitude, of servitude, of obedience, of love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Find that inside our hearts, inside our lives. Find that pleasure within ourselves of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then everything in the world will click into place for the individual. And even if it doesn't click into place and the person leaves this world, leaves this dunya. But the most important thing inside their life is bonding that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.